Well, there's a new exhibition at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts and an annual symposium to highlight that exhibition. We're going to feature that right now on WKZO as we're joined by Shannon Carroll, Director of Education at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts, with us in the studio this morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great, Ken. How are you?
Very well. Thanks so much for joining us. So tell us a little bit about the exhibition.
So our new exhibition is called Art, Music, and Feminism in the 1950s. It's co-curated by our executive director, Belinda Tate, and our associate curator, Catherine Ransbottom. And it features women artists who are working in the 1950s, both figuratively and abstractly. And they were women who had entered the workforce in the 1940s due to World War II. And instead of going back into the home, a lot of them chose to remain in the art world. And they were really making a name for themselves, separate from the male artists who dominate so many of the art historical canons. So it's a great opportunity to spotlight a lot of these women, many of whom most of our visitors have never heard of before.
Now, this Saturday, the KIA is going to feature this exhibit in an annual symposium. You do this type of symposium each year, and this is the weekend.
It is, yes. So we'll be featuring a variety of speakers from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. this Saturday. Our executive director, Belinda Tate, will give an overview of the exhibition and speak about the curatorial process. We also have art historians coming in from Ball State University, from the University of Chicago, a former curator at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts. They'll all be giving presentations. But what I am most excited about are our breakout sessions on Saturday afternoon. So we'll have breakout sessions related to theater, literature, fashion, and music of the 1950s. And the folks who attend the symposium will get to decide which of those breakout sessions they want to participate in.
Our guest, Shannon Carroll, is Director of Education with the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. Their one-day symposium on the latest exhibition, Art, Music, and Feminism in the 1950s, is coming up this Saturday. And there is an endless fascination, I think, and probably always will be to some extent, with the 1950s.
For sure. I think for a lot of people, it's this idyllic time period. You know, I recently did a talk at the KIA about Lucille Ball. And a lot of people think of, you know, the housewife and the apron and the high heels cooking dinner. And I talked about Lucille Ball as this groundbreaking studio executive. And so there are these stories from the 1950s that have remained untold over the last 70 years. And so that's our goal this weekend, is to reveal some of those stories for the public.
So those who attend this can pick out the various topics that they're most interested in and sit in on those sessions.
Yes. And they'll have a chance to view the exhibition while they're at the KIA on Saturday as well.
All right. For those who want to come to this symposium on Saturday, tell us all the details. What do they need to know about attending?
So the symposium will begin at 10 a.m. and run until 4 p.m. The best way to ensure that you get a seat is to visit our website, kiarts.org. You can click on the calendar listing there and reserve your ticket.
All right, that's coming up on Saturday, but the exhibit will be there for a while longer.
Yes, it runs through the first Sunday in May.
All right, so if you're not able to attend the symposium, check out the exhibit, certainly, before it expires and leaves on May the 7th. And if you want, again, more information on the symposium, sounds like a very fascinating day of reminiscing a little bit about life in the 50s and some of the women who were breaking down barriers and during that important decade, kiarts.org/events. On the web. Shannon Carroll's Director of Education has been sharing this with us this morning on WKZO, and we certainly appreciate your time and enjoy the symposium with the guests on Saturday.
Thank you so much, Ken.
On Kalamazoo Mornings with Ken Lanphier on Wednesday on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.